interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. You know, we're in October. Things are just chugging right along. And as we begin to feel a shift in the temperature and that feel of fall, I get excited to know that we have some outdoor events that we can start looking forward to. We prefer the outdoor events when there is a slight breeze. It's lovely. And I'm happy to have back on our program the one and only Michelle Dale. We are highlighting, my goodness, this is what year annual?
Seventh.
Lucky number seven, where we're going to make a big impact, Michelle. Yep. That's right. It's the annual walkathon for military and veteran suicide awareness. It's a 2.2-mile walk. There's also a veterans expo attached to it. So it kicks off pretty early, doesn't it?
Yes. Registration, day of registration is 9 o'clock on the island, and the walk and everything begins at 10.
So these are realistic and reasonable time frames. I like this. I really enjoy this for everyone. And it's $35 per person to participate in the walk if you go online and you do it early.
Exactly.
And then $40 day of.
Exactly.
So if your schedule changes and you say, by golly, let's go do it, you can.
You can. That's right. Yes.
And this is going to be when?
On November 2nd. At the Grand Pavilion in Riverside Park in Vero Beach.
Okay. So this is a Sunday. I love that. I really do. And after the formal walk, there's going to be a DJ?
DJ will be there right from the beginning.
Oh, keeping the tone going.
Yes. And we're going to have a singer do the national anthem. Kyle Kraft, who is a veteran, is going to do the national anthem. And we also have a veteran who is going to be our speaker. And I think he's going to be very interesting.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And is he going to address the crowd before the walk or after the walk?
We're thinking about having him before this year. It's not carved in stone. We can kind of mix that up. But we're thinking that it would be more beneficial to have him at the beginning of the walk rather than after the walk,
really,
because a lot of people tend to leave and don't really want to miss him because he's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. It's nice, too, to like have that message and let it just kind of simmer as you're going on that walk. And you do get to go on to the island sanctuary in the walk, right?
Yes, we'll be able to walk through there this year. Yes.
So again, you know, really letting it resonate, because when you're in that space, technically, you're supposed to be very solemn in that area, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's going to be gift raffles, 50-50, a Wall of Valor. Tell me more.
Wall of Valor is, it's near where we have the opening, and it's simply picking up a cross or Star David, if your loved one is Jewish. And you write their name on the cross or the Star David, and you just pin it on to a cork board, and you honor your loved one in that way.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Very nice.
I love that. T-shirts are available for the first 200 walkers who register, and you can pick up your shirts early, which I have done historically, right there at the local Legion in Vero off of Old Dixie.
Yes, Post 39. They were very gracious to us last year when we had to do it virtually. They let us do a lot of things there. We were very fortunate. But we're going to have the early pickup this year on Thursday rather than Friday, because Friday is Halloween.
Ah.
And that'd be a little bit too hectic. So the early pickup will be on Thursday, the 30th of October.
Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Now, there is so much to be said here, because you are the president of the Gold Star Moms of Indian River County.
Yes.
Yet, what, and of course, could you tell our listeners what that is?
A Gold Star mom is a mom who lost their son or daughter while in action or in service or is MIA or POW.
And so how impressive it is to take that grief, no matter the amount of time, and channel it to help other military families. I believe that is so empowering. Every time I hear your messaging, I just think that is a strong woman.
It was something that I had to do it. I knew some moms who lost their sons after they returned home. They got to be with their babies again, and they saw them start to struggle, and they couldn't get into the VA for an appointment for help. And they died by suicide. One actually died by suicide on Veterans Day. And it was devastating. And I know actually some Gold Star wives, too, who lost their husband by suicide and thought they were doing well. And all of a sudden, they were gone. And in my mind, I can't fathom that grief. When my son was killed, he was killed in Afghanistan. I knew he was killed. I knew when he was coming home, he was gone.
Yeah.
But these babies, the moms, they came home and got to hug them again. They're your kids.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're gone by suicide. That just didn't register right in my mind. And I decided that we should do something to help our vets who are struggling with service-related PTSD. I never realized how much involvement it would be. And I didn't think I knew anybody who struggled with PTSD and was close to losing their life by suicide until our first walkathon. And one of our speakers, a person who I truly love, and he was speaking because he was the commander of a group. And I asked him if he would just speak about the group who's involved with us. And I was standing not far from him while he was talking, and I'm listening, and it's like, oh my God, I had no idea he was one of the people who almost died by suicide. Somebody saved him.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was so powerful. And I just can't give it up. It's getting harder as I get older. I was 76 in June, and I'm going to need more help as this goes on. And I'm hoping some of the people from Next Gen and MHA and even Dogs for Life can start to chip in a little bit and do, you know, some of the work that I've been doing. It involves getting sponsors. Getting sponsors is very important. Mm-hmm. And getting, you know, radio ads like this one. And I have some ads on Space Coast Radio on all their different stations. Getting the word out there to let them know that we are doing this for veterans is extremely important. We were very fortunate last year when we had to go virtual because of the tornado.
Yeah.
We made almost the same amount of money that we did the previous year. And that was because many of our sponsors donated more than they had already given because they knew that we wouldn't have the 50-50,
yes,
like that kind of thing. So they donated more money than what we normally got on the 50-50. And it was so wonderful to have that kind of commitment from the community. And I hope we see it again this year. And prayerfully, we don't have any hurricanes or tornadoes in the future that could mess it up. And we'll be out there walking and having our national anthem sung by a veteran is going to be wonderful. And our speaker is going to be tremendous. And it's all good. It's all going to be good.
And so to that point, Gold Star Moms is helping with the walk, yet you knew that the risk of suicide, the numbers are only growing. Years ago, it was 1 in 22, and I believe that number has since increased.
It's increased. It goes up, it goes down, but we still stay the 22 simply because it's Mission 22. That's how it all started.
I see. And so since then, you've actually aligned. You had mentioned some of them already with Next Gen Vets, mm-hmm, the Mental Health Association, and Dogs for Life. And in doing so, part of the reason why you need to raise these funds is to help cover the expenses for the actual support groups that are happening because they need to be run by
veteran facilitators. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And that's where the expense comes for the veteran facilitators. And we need veteran facilitators because I experiences with not actually the veteran telling me, but the wife of the veteran telling me that her husband went to a young girl one time because she wanted him to, and he was so very troubled with service-related PTSD, and he was worse when he came back because she didn't understand what he was telling her about.
Right.
You need somebody who has served and understands, and we have two who switch week off, week on at Dogs for Life. We have a female for a female sessions, and we have at Mental Health Association a group on a Wednesday night, and that's run by a male veteran. And then our next generation veterans, we have male and female. We have the female group on Tuesday, I believe, and the other one is either Tuesday and Wednesday or Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we also were fortunate enough last year to finally bring this into fruition. We have a spousal support group, and it's the woman who is overseeing that one is not a veteran, but she was married to a veteran, and she is wonderful helping the spouses.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's really something almost every night of the week. Monday night, co-ed veteran and first responder support group at Dogs for Life. Tuesday night, female only, veteran and first responder. That's going to be off of 41st Avenue.
Right.
Wednesday night, we have a co-ed veteran support group at the Mental Health Association. Thursday night, co-ed veteran and first responder. They're at the Schumann Center at IRSC. What a great partner to have.
Exactly.
And then Thursday night at the St. Elizabeth Church in Sebastian. That's incredible.
That's our spousal support group.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So obviously, with this demand, we need to try and raise the awareness, raise the funds. And just as important, like you had said earlier, you know, some of these veterans are coming home. They might not have had the Treasure Coast as their original home, so they don't know where to even get those resources or where to begin. And so just being in the know and saying, I have a website you should go to, I've heard of a group, you should reach out. That is help in and of itself.
Exactly.
Making sure that these veterans know where they can go.
And we also provide one-on-one if a veteran needs more help than the sessions. We will give three free one-on-one. And if they need more help than that, we're able to figure out how to get them the extra help that they need.
I think that that's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
And,
it
of course, everything's on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now for our big walkathon, there's an opportunity to sponsor.
Yes.
And we're accepting sponsorships right on up to the event.
We will accept them, but if they want their name on the shirt or on the banners that will be on display at the walkathon, we've got to have them by mid-October at the latest so I could get that information to the printers.
Okay. So you are on your very last leg if you're thinking you're going to get on the shirt. But for as low as $100, you can be a Patriot-level sponsor.
Correct.
And then different sponsorships includes the actual walker, so you can be there in numbers to show your support.
Exactly.
Which is great. So we have the Freedom Sponsor at $500, Start to Finish at $1,000, Stars and Stripes at $2,500, and a Gold Star Presenting at $5,000. And there's lots of things that come with it. As a Gold Star, you even get an opportunity to speak in front of the whole group. Lots of banner placements, everything. Social media is covered. Opportunity to provide swag in the bags. And then, of course, for those businesses or for the... I had seen where veteran and military groups, that there's actual vendor opportunities.
Yes. All free, as long as they are involved with the veterans. It's no charge.
So that folks can learn about them right on site the day of.
Exactly.
I mean, you make this very convenient.
Yes.
And now we just need to order up perfect weather.
That's what we need, definitely. tornadoes.
I think we can make this happen. So if folks want to reach out, they want to get involved, where should they go?
They can contact me or they can go on IRCGoldStarMoms.org and it will take them to a page where they can go to the new group that we have, Give Butter, where they can register to walk. You can also sponsor on there or donate on there. It's a little bit different than the run sign up last year, but it's the same principle.
Okay.
And it's with right from our goldstarmother.org.
Right. Just hop right on there and it will live link. As White Glove Moving and Storage, we're proud to be a supporter this year. Yes. We're thrilled that you're here in the studio and we can help try and make this messaging come to light because, and as you said, it's not just veterans, it's also our first responders and some of the things that they see, it's traumatizing. And,
I can't imagine.
Right?
I can't imagine.
It's something. So we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we'll highlight some love to our sponsors and we'll just regroup some of these details and all the good work that's happening with the Gold Star Moms of Indian River County and Michelle Dale. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Your host is with the Moses. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you dream of creating a home that embodies sophisticated island living, visit Sunshine Furniture now during our 50% off Tommy Bahama and Lexington Fall Home event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media, and occasional pieces, Tommy Bahama furniture is distinctive and unique, yet inviting and comfortable, and is all 50% off. We're also having a floor sample closeout sale on outdoor furniture where you can save up to half price on selected closeout patio sets from Berlin Garden, Kingsley Bait, Brown Jordan, Telescope, and others. Chaises, chairs, sofas, love seats, dining sets, and fire pits, all built to withstand the Florida elements, and we specialize in replacement cushions, umbrellas, outdoor lamps, and rugs. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Don't forget to visit our outlet and sales center directly across the street for the best deals anywhere. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and come in now for the 50% off Tommy Bahama Fall Sale.
At Evergreen Media, we know the people, the businesses, and the work needed to take your marketing to the next level. We know where locals go to shop, work, and have fun.
We're here to focus on your local advertising so you can focus on your business. This is our home. This is our business. Evergreen Media.
We market. You grow.
Welcome to Riverside Theater's Comedy Zone, where the comedy is wild, untamed, and downright hilarious. Hit the zone this Friday and Saturday night at 6:30 and 8:30 for the Treasure Coast's best live stand-up comedy show, featuring nationally recognized comedians with cabaret-style seating and food and drink table service. Buy tickets at riversidetheater.com and get ready for a night of nonstop laughs.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Hey, 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 friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Shout out to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. You know, as we roll out 2025, you might have plans for a new home in 26. Now's the time to have those conversations, do the consultation, and Shannon and Lucy, on behalf of Union Home Mortgage Treasure Coast, would be honored to assist. True Colors Salon and Spa, big community partners. They love to give and hopefully thereby earn the opportunity to be your salon. And maybe it's not for hair, maybe it's not for nails, but rather for massage or skincare. They offer all of these solutions and more with weekend and evening hours. I'm a fan for both my hair and my massage. It's just an incredible experience every time. Plus, you have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Not too many people offer that in a salon world. Michelina's open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9. Delicious dinner, catering solutions that won't break the bank, and family to-go meals that you can pick up in your busy schedule. For less than $60, you can feed a family of six. Delicious. Also, shout out to my friend Luke at the Top Gym of Sebastian, now open. They're off 90th Avenue with discounts for our seniors, our veterans, and our students. Great rates to participate in this brand new, super clean, top-notch gym, Top Gym of Sebastian. Of course, yours truly at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. It's always a free estimate, whether you're moving locally or you're going out of state, maybe even out of the country, or perhaps you just have one or two items that you need help with, and we only have a 1 hour minimum. After that, we can bill in 30-minute increments. We are here to help you with all of the heavy lifting. On behalf of White Glove, we look forward to being your movers. Now, in the studio, I have the beautiful Michelle Dale. She is a busy lady this time of year, ramping up for her 7th annual walkathon. She has teamed up on behalf of Indian River County Gold Star Moms. She's teamed up with Dogs for Life, as well as the Mental Health Association and Next Gen Vets, to bring together where these funds will go for the ongoing services and support groups of our veterans and first responders.
That's correct.
And there's literally something almost every night of the week.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always a number they can call if they have problems in between. And they
sure.
To talk with someone.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I give so much credit to the facilitators who run the sessions and keep track of everything. It's just amazing.
It's incredible. The day of the walk is going to be Sunday, November 2nd. You need walkers. You need sponsors.
Yes.
Yep. And the first 200 people, you're guaranteed a shirt.
That's right.
I know that much. We have early pickup at our Post 39 American Legion off Old Dixie and Vero. And you don't necessarily have to be an Indian River County resident to participate in this, right? One is too many when it comes to suicide for our proud veterans.
Exactly.
And it's, what did you say? It's 1 in 22.
That's what we keep it at, 1 in 22, but the numbers do fluctuate.
That's awful.
That is unbelievable. Yes.
And the day of, there's going to be a DJ, there's going to be gift raffle, there's going to be 50-50, there's going to be a wall of valor so you can pay homage to your lost hero.
Exactly.
I love it. $35 to sign up early if you can't sponsor, $40 the day of.
Exactly.
And we're going to meet at the beautiful gazebos there at Riverside Park.
That's right.
And we'll get to be able to walk and go on to the sanctuary.
Sanctuary Island. Then we go down a little farther. We end up going under the oaks. Mm. And we come back and we end up behind the gazebo when we come back in.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. 2.2 miles. It's easy.
Exactly.
But it makes you feel good. Start the day off like that.
Yeah, exactly.
True patriotism. And of course, with those sponsor opportunities, friends, you can go to IRCGoldStarMoms.org, whether you want to sign up to be a walker or sign up to sponsor. And then if you do sponsor, you get the opportunity to put your items and your information in at least 200 bags for all of the walkers.
Exactly.
Right. Who obviously are there because they care about mm-hmm. their fellow man. I bet that they're going to want to help support businesses that support this mission.
I'm sure they will. Exactly.
Yeah. It goes in kind of hand in hand.
I think so. If anybody doesn't want to sign up online, they can call me. I had a phone call a couple years ago from a gentleman who said he didn't have a checkbook and he didn't have a computer. Could I meet him someplace and he would pay me because he wanted to walk? And I thought, okay, someplace public. So
yes.
I picked a coffee shop and I met him. He gave me the $35. I gave him his shirt and everything. And I happened to see him at the walkathon.
Aww.
And I'm willing to do that. I mean, I will do whatever I can to get somebody to come and walk in honor of our veterans who need the help.
They do.
They need
the support.
Yes, they do.
And that's what it is. And we're going to have some great speakers. It's going to be beautiful. So visit IRCGoldStarMoms.org. Check out TreasureCoastInsider.us to support our sponsors. It's a real joy to be the hostess, and hopefully we'll see you at a Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network luncheon soon. Cheers.
Yes.